Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Buried, grab by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando. No Michael with me today. It's a bit past his bedtime, you think. I don't know. He spent most of the day watching golf. It was a RBC tournament out in, Hilton Head, South Carolina. I didn't care. But I mean, he watches golf all the time. I mean, me, it's only during the Masters, the majors, the majors, U.S. Open, PGA, the Open, and just, maybe other big ones like Waste Management, the Players. I used to watch Firestone a lot until that had to get kicked out of Akron, so I don't watch that one. And say a few other tournaments here. I don't know, Palmer won. That's a good one. A bunch of I can't name all the golf tournaments I have, but he's probably, laying on the couch right now doing something. So that's typical for him, but I got some stories to tell all of you from Pass the Mic, mainly about Friday night, which was a huge night in Cleveland. Cavs had the play-in game against the Hawks, and it was going to be the first game for the Cleveland Guardians at Progressive Field as the Guardians. And so I'll explain how that day went for me, because you're not going to believe what I'm going to say, and you're going to be shocked based on what I kind of said earlier about baseball, the Guardians organization, and all that. So my original plan for Friday, I was going to go to the game, and then not go to the game. I was going to go out Friday night. Meet my friends, James and Dan, shout out to them. And we were just going to, go to Thirsty Bears, watch the game, or to Cleveland, or anywhere in that area, right by Progressive Field and Rocket Mortgage Field House. And so that was our plan the whole night. I think we talked about, sometime during the week, let's go do it. It's going to be it was a great time. And it was, as I say. But so it came Friday, I'm at work, my own business. Get a phone call from my mom. She told me, hey, your brother's godparents, they have tickets to the Cavs game. And I'm like, the Cavs game? What? I want to be there, man. I want to be there. I didn't really say that. I'm like, wow. Surprise. So she told me, go call them and, they'll get you organized. So I call them. And they're like, okay, we'll get you all organized. You got to warn him through Major League Baseball. I'm like, Major League Baseball? I thought this was the Cavs game. Like, no, it's the Guardians Home Run. You still want to go? I'm like, all right, well, let me check with my friends. Well, I did first tell my buddies that, hey, I somehow got tickets to the Cavs game. I didn't ask for them or anything. And same things went for, getting tickets to the Guardians. So I asked them, hey, my misinformation, the tickets were actually for the Guardians game. They told me it was actually Sweet Tickets because, they own a business. C&K Sanitation, I believe so. Yeah, shout out to them. And, they have a company, Sweet. I've been in there before. So, me, I said earlier back in last month during the lockout and during the, Dolan's being cheap, which they still are. I said I wasn't going to attend a Major League Baseball game. Something like that, because I'm all mad with the lockout and the owners of this organization, and we don't spend enough, and the name change, a little bit. There's some good, there's some bad out of the name change. There's a lot to go into it. But I was thinking, like, all right, well, let's see what they say. And they were like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, well, turns out I'm going to the Guardians home opener, folks. After I said I wasn't going to go to a single MLB game or give Major League Baseball money or the Dolans money. Maybe I should give the Dolans money because, you know, they're just so cheap. Yeah, I mean, so ironically, I got tickets to go see the home opener for the Cleveland Guardians against the San Francisco Giants. Didn't even plan on it. Wasn't expecting it. It was just out of the blue. Someone offered me tickets. Well, kind of going back, you know, our last episode, it was mainly about the Masters. That's all we wanted to talk about. Hey, we didn't talk much baseball, really, especially Tribe, Guardians, whatever you want to call them. But I forgot to tell people this. I think I told, like, some people I knew. Like, I'll go to a game if you offer me tickets. Like, I wasn't going to spend $80, $100-some on tickets to go to a game. I mean, it's expensive, plus food, drink, all that. So, yeah, I ended up getting tickets to the Guardians because someone offered me that. Like, I kind of just changed my promise. Because it wasn't me spending my own money out of the pocket to get tickets. So we got tickets to the game. They said they were sweet tickets. So he was very like, hey, free food, free drinks. Nothing better than that. And so, yeah, I got the tickets. I went after work. Went downtown. You know, went to the Clevelanders, trying to find some people. Jam-packed at every bar downtown in that East 4th Prospect, Huron area. Every bar packed. Crazy. And I saw a lot of people wearing more Indians gear than Cavs gear. I was kind of surprised, like, Cavs got a playoff game, but I guess, you know, opening day is considered like a holiday in every city that has an MLB team. So, yeah, I mean, I think the reason why I said Indians gear, because, you know, not everybody has Guardians gear. Yeah, you know, people are going to take some time getting used to this whole name change and stuff. So, I had sci-fi, that's why I said Indians gear. Like, I saw a few amount of Guardians gear, but not a lot. All right? So, I get down there, you know, try to meet some people, blah, blah, blah. Left Cleveland and went down to Third Spirit. That was jam-packed, too. I mean, it's like the pregame bar for every Indians game. Guardians. And, you know, I tried to find the people. Hey, I ran into some people I knew and stuff, you know. And then I met my friends there. You know, I only had, like, one drink there. And then we head on over to Upper Crestfield Gate, you know, kind of waiting in line for about, like, 15 minutes. It's mad. We were able to see the flyover with the jet planes from the military and hear the national anthem and the fireworks that go along with it. So that was our, because I literally forgot about all the other stuff that goes on inside the stadium during opening day, like the first pitch, the, you know, the naming everybody in the teams and stuff. So I missed all that. I haven't been in opening day since 2018. That was against the Royals. I believe they won. That one was cold. The weather Friday, it couldn't have been better. It was low 60s, mid 50s weather. It was perfect. You know, I was wearing a sweatshirt. You know, I was wearing it in my Cavs finals act because I'm like the Cavs. You know, they got the bigger game. Guardians, they got like 150 some more of these games. You know, if they lose, who cares? Baseball's a marathon, right? So, yeah, waiting in line, you know. Also, I want to mention out there, I was wearing the Barstool shirt. You know, how they do the clown shirt with Goodell. They have one of Ron Manfred. I was wearing that one. It was getting some people's attention. People, you know, handshake me like, yeah, Rob Manfred's a clown boy. Like, yeah, like, I know, man, this guy's screwing up the game. I mean, so is Paul Dolan, too. He's a clown, too, because the Indians or Guardians, you know, they don't spend enough money. Jose Ramirez got a big extension before opening the home opener, another one for 7 years. So he's going to be a Cleveland player, and he wanted to be in Cleveland. I don't blame him for that. But he had to kind of really put pressure on the owners, and Dolan literally He kind of just had to, even though he probably in his mind didn't want to. And so he bullied him basically to give him a contract to make him stay here. I guess the fans did too, because they're like, you don't spend enough. But yeah, people give me attention stuff. Guys, there weren't any chicks on him because they're looking at my shirt like, why is this guy wearing a clown shirt of someone's face? And I don't think the ladies did care that much, but, you know, I was still, you know, smooching around with them. You know how Zoe is, if you know me. All right, so we went out game, we get in the stadium, you know, we got to go, you know, we were at the center field gate or gate C or whatever, that gate, where, you know, near the corner. So we get there, we have to go around, you know, go up the elevator, go up to the suite level. Well, that's what we thought our tickets were. But by the time we get there, you know, I'm showing, like, some usher, like, you don't have a suite ticket. You have club seats. I'm like, they told me suite. Well, 348's a section. It's on the club level. I'm like, okay. Hey, not a bad deal mixing it all up, you know. We go from thinking it was a Cavs game and the Guardians home opener, and then we have suite tickets to the game, and then going to the club. So I ain't gonna go to Mozilla, but we did have club seats, you know, free food, only like fountain drinks for free. You had to pay if you wanted to buy an alcohol beverage. Me, I was being responsible. I drove, so I didn't have any at the game. My other buddies did. Won't give him the drunkie high key on that, because they were being too much of drunkies at that point, if you know what I mean. So we were there with the game. It was like the top of the second we get in. I walk in. I see the tribe is already down 1-0. So, all right, what are the odds? And then we're just sitting there talking, and then finally look through my phone and had to really check on the Cavs games, because I also put Moneyline Cavs on that. I'm not telling you how much. I don't want to brag. But I'm like, because I had a good feeling the Cavs were going to win that night. I'm like, we're home. Jared Allen's going to be back. We have, like, Q was a tougher arena to play in during the playoffs, and I know that place is going to be loud. And I'm looking at my phone like, man, the Cavs are playing good. We're up 20 on the Hawks. We're going to take this game. I mean, you know, in the first two quarters, we were playing excellent. That's what I've been hearing. And tried to watch on my phone, but my phone was kind of near dead battery, so I had to find some charger around there. But, you know, and then, you know, just enjoying the game, you know. And I had some nachos. I did have a hot dog. Bun was good on the hot dog. I ain't going to tell you why, but you can probably know why. But the hot dog itself was just terrible. And, you know, they boil them, you know. It's not the way, like, at least it was free, because I wasn't going to spend $6 on a hot dog. All right. So we're at the game and stuff, you know, stayed, had some conversation, left at around the seventh inning. We're going to go watch the Cavs game back at the Clevelander. We also had to meet up with our friend Eric Burke, you know, shout out to him too. So we met up to him down at Gateway Plaza, walked out, walked to the Clevelander. You know, watching the fourth quarter of the Cavs, and saw the Cavs, they were down. I couldn't believe it. I was kind of like, you know, like, what happened? Well, apparently their defense fell apart, and they were letting Trae Young go off like he is Steph Curry on them. I mean, he kind of is like Steph Curry a lot, in a lot of ways, but, you know, he's just going off. And, you know, the whole thing, like, people are saying what the Cavs should do, you gotta really just lock down Trae Young. And no, they couldn't. They couldn't lock down Trae Young. He was nailing like a dagger three at the worst possible time. And then, I'm watching it, and then I'm seeing the Cavs game back. We were down two, we were down five, then we were down three, then we were down two. I'm like, all right, we got this. We can come back and win. You know, there's plenty of time. I'm watching it. We went backwards, like, that point. We're like, this is why playoff basketball is good. And this is, you know, a point where, hey, I know the Cavs can finish out. They had a couple games this past season where they had to do it. But in the end, the Cavs couldn't do it. There was one play that really pissed me off, and it was when the Cavs got a tour. Lauri Markkanen, you know, who had a phenomenal game. He had 26 points. You know, he got a turnover, all right? Has the ball. And I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what Bickerstaff was thinking. He got the ball. You know what he do? He tries to pass it to Garland. The ball goes out of bounds. And it was like minute 15 or something. Like, we had two timeouts, too, where I'm like, you couldn't hold the ball for one freaking second. And JB just called a timeout. That's how long it takes. Especially when you get around, I always get a rail. I take a second to think, what am I going to do? Am I going to go sprinting down the court or am I going to hold it? Just let the flow of the game go. So usually I do that. And he decides, I'm like, oh, great. This really screwed. I was just so bad. And I couldn't believe it. And the Cavs just really couldn't do anything in there. And then they lost. Couldn't believe that. And then going back to the Guardian side, well, they lost the home opener too, and then they lost yesterday, Saturday, and then they lost today, Easter Sunday. You know, I forgot to give a shout out to anyone of you celebrating Easter Day. Happy Easter all. Hope you had a fun time, you know, celebrating, eating some peeps, Reese's eggs, lamb, ham. Oh, yeah, I forgot to give a shout out to the people celebrating Easter Day. It is Easter Sunday, folks. And then, the Guardians got swept by the Giants. That way, they lost home over. But after that, after the Cavs lost, after the Tribe lost, the whole energy of doubt was just different. And it was like, ugh, another Cleveland sports loss. How many of these do we have to go through? We go through these often. And after that, you know, I kind of... My friends and I, we stayed around a little later, you know, wanted to avoid traffic and everything. And then, we left downtown like around 12:30, I believe, something like that. Between midnight and 12:30, something like that. And other than that, great time with James and Dan. Shout out to them again. And Eric, another shout out. And yeah, and, also... While I was at the Guardians game, I said, oh, I wasn't going to buy any Guardians gear or anything. Well, once I saw the uniforms on field during spring training and the first couple regular seasons game, there were a couple things I liked. And one of them was the C logo we have, you know, for Cleveland. And I wasn't a fan of the C block logo before. I always preferred Chief Wahoo. I still do to this day, even though he's offensive. That's just the way society is gone. But, you know, I was looking at the seal. I'm like, I kind of like it because you're looking at it. Includes all the different types of seal logos the Tribe has had throughout the years. From the block C to the C from the 80s, the C from the 70s. And I'm like, you know, I can get it. So I'm looking at it. I was looking at hats online before I even went to the game. I was thinking about getting one. I'm like, I don't know. But while I was at the game, I saw it, and I'm like, you know what? I might as well get a Cleveland Guardians at the C1. Because I really like the logo. And this will probably be my only Guardians gear for a while. I probably won't even get a jersey or anything or something unless I go to a game that someone invites me to, not me spending my money. And it's one of those jersey giveaway games. Like, okay, there, I get a Guardians jersey, alright. And so, yeah, I got a Guardians hat, so I really laid the egg here on keeping a promise to myself. But it is not a bad hat. I really love the C. It's the only thing I like out of the whole rebranding, to be honest. That G with the baseball and the wings was literally designed by someone's child on the Indians' marketing or rebranding staff, because I could have done a better job with that. I mean, they didn't even include the bridge statues. I don't think bridge statues have, like, a copyright on them or something, because I see a lot of other Cleveland companies, t-shirt companies, mainly use the Guardians on the bridge logo. I don't know why we couldn't, because it would help the rest of baseball understand why we're now called the Guardians. And the Guardian script, I don't mind it. Do I like it? Yeah, a little bit, but looks too much like the Indian script. It was just a lack of creativity on that, but I'll probably it ain't bad, the word the Guardian script on there. It ain't bad. All right. Fine. There. I broke my promise with going to the Guardian, with not going to a single MLB game or something. But, hey, I changed up my promise. You're like, well, I would go to a game if someone offered me. Well, someone did offer me tickets, and I went. Hard to say no to that. All right. And enough of my story. Well, ironically, Michael was at the game, too, with my brother. He got a message from his good buddy. He works for the Indians, and he's like, hey, I got two tickets to the home run. You want to go? And he's like, yeah, sure. So I knew he was originally going to go. He got tickets before me. Mine was literally 4 hours. No, not even four. It was like 6 hours until first pitch. And I'm like, oh. Hey, well, yeah. But, yeah, what a terrible performance in the Guardians. Just this first home stretch they had, getting swept by the Giants, who say a better team than them, and also they had some opportunities in the opener to get some run. They did. Jose Ramirez showed up. That's good. And then I watched Saturday's game. I saw they had a chance in ninth inning. They had a couple times of bases loaded, and they just couldn't get anything done. And then this game, they just got blown out. They had no chance. So looks like the Guardians play better on the road than they do at home. I don't know. I mean, the weather's cold. I mean, I looked at Saturday's crowd. Doesn't look like a lot of people. I looked at tonight's crowd. It was a day game, so the crowd at today's game wasn't a lot of people. And tomorrow, we're expecting snow, folks, tomorrow and Tuesday. Spring ain't here yet. And I know tomorrow the tribe has Shane Bieber on the mound, so maybe we'll get our first home win of the season. All right, but enough Guardians. I want to talk a little bit of Cavs. I mean, that was just a tough one. I know I kind of talked about it earlier because it was a big night with Cleveland sports and the Guards and the Cavaliers. But let's get back to that game because they had a good chance of winning this one. They were up at halftime. They were pretty much dominating the first half. But I don't know what happened in the second half, but the coaching decision by J.B. Bickerstaff wasn't that good. I think another reason why, lack of playoff experience from a lot of these players, other than Kevin Love, Rajon Rondo, and Chetty Osman, who did not play. I mean, I know he only played in the playoffs for one season and only played him when the Cavs were blowing out a team when we had LeBron, but that was when they ended. Yeah, damn. Kevin Love played 10 minutes. Rajon played 15. They're veteran guys who've been in the playoffs and the NBA Finals. I don't get that from Bickerstaff at all. I mean, he had Jared Allen play 36 minutes. Jared Allen coming off a broken finger. He played 30 minutes. That's a lot. Garland played 43. Holy. LeVert, 40. Garland was second scoring 21. And Mark again. I mean, we're 26, but you have that turnover that really kind of cost us the game. And I think just Bickerstaff feeling going good. I think a lot of experience, but not going to lie, I'm pretty proud of my Cleveland Cavaliers. Season for them, this is probably the first time I ever saw the Cavs do well without LeBron James. And, you know, their expectations exceeded what I thought. I didn't think they were going to make the play-in. I thought, you know, they were still rebuilding. They got another year, but a lot of them surprised me. Darius Garland surprised me. Jared Allen surprised me. Kevin Love even surprised me because I thought this guy's sitting around collecting checks, not really helping us. He's always hurt, but this season was his best season since 2016. It's probably the last time he had a good season. And just that's all you got to really say. I mean, with the loss, we did secure a lot of draft picks, so we'll see what the Cavs get in the draft. I'm going to get one more good player out of this draft. I don't really know if there's that many good players. I looked throughout the tournament. Don't see if there's that many big names to really go after, but you'll see. You never know what happens in the draft. And just, you know, it's just kind of, you know, at this point, the Hawks beat us. And there's social media of Atlanta. You're like, hey, that's for payback for 2015 and 2016. well, we had LeBron James at that point, and you guys were just pretty much just, you guys are kind of like how the Cavs are now. Just a team, not really just a lot of superstars. But just a great season from the Cavaliers overall, and now the Hawks advance on. They faced against the Heat today, and oof, Miami pulled them out tonight, 115-91. Yeah, I would say Miami might be sweeping the Hawks. But just also sticking with the NBA, currently watching the Suns and the, I almost said Hornets, the Pelicans. They use all these new names for sports teams, and it's hard to keep up with them sometimes. But yeah, Phoenix up 28-12. I'm seeing Phoenix going back to the Western Conference Final, and I have a feeling they're going to play Golden State too, because Golden State's up 1-0 on the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, and but a good game that was going on today of Nets-Celtics. That's going to be a series. That is going 7 games. What a performance just by both of these teams. But Jason Tatum at the end, you know, really coming in clutch, getting that last-second bucket. It was actually a layup, actually a pass. So he came in clutch, helped Boston win 115-114 over the Nets. But this is going to be a battle, folks. I mean, this one's going 7 games because Kyrie had 39 points, even though he's getting ridiculed by every Boston fan out there. Kevin Durant at 23. Tatum at 31. Smart, 20. Jaylen Brown, 23. And Al Horford, 20. And yeah, this is going to be a series, folks. Every time these two teams are going to play for the next cup, for the next week or two, you're going to want to watch these two teams battle. I mean, this is going 7 games. I really don't know who to really pick in this one, but not going to lie. First time, I would say even in my life, I'm going with the Boston team. I'm going with the Celtics in this series. Because I'm not going to lie, man, I never liked any Boston teams. Never liked the Red Sox. Never liked the Patriots other than Tom Brady. I never even liked the Boston Bruins, even though I don't pay attention much to hockey, because, you know, their fans are being racist to Canadiens player P.K. Subban a while back, so that was another reason why. And I never liked the Celtics either. I mean, I give respect to Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen at the time, that original Big Three, but this Celtics team I can get behind, and I'm not a big fan of Brooklyn that much, you know? I respect KD's game, but I'm his biggest fan, and Kyrie Irving, I don't know what the hell's happened to him, but he is wacko in the head, I gotta say, because he says a lot of things, does a lot of things on the court, on his behavior, not his basketball style, and he's kind of a pain to have as a teammate, is from what I've learned ever since he left the Cavs, and just how the way he left the Cavs was just almost as bad the way LeBron left the first time, but I don't think it's on the same level as LeBron leaving the Cavs from Miami back in 2010. But it's time to get into everyone's favorite part.
What are you doing, Drunky?
Yes, it's Drunky of the Week, and I've kind of already, made a prediction about who it is, but it is Kyrie Irving. I was going to go with the Cavs coaching staff and JB Bickerstaff, but they coached a great season, and I'm expecting this team to be back in the playoffs. Maybe to play him for next season. They got a bright future ahead of them, but it is going to be Kyrie Irving, because in this game against Boston, you know, Boston fans are rowdy. Everybody knows that. You know, they like to brag about all the championships they've won in the past 2 decades. All right, we get it. You are a successful sports town, all right? And, you know, they're being, you know, just arrogant to Kyrie, you know, telling him, hey, you're a pussy, you're a bitch, fuck you, Kyrie. Yeah, the way, because he was on the Celtics and he, you know, played there 2 seasons and then just threw a hissy fit and went to Brooklyn to team with Kevin Durant. And he, you know, he's going on. He's currently just actually, like, talking back to the fans, which I don't mind. If you're a player talking back to the fans, who cares? I know the NBA is going to fine him a whole bunch of money for doing that, but, you know, fans got to watch what they say, you know? I mean, Boston fans, And they're a different story when it comes to that. And, you know, him just going ahead and doing, hey, I mean, he's acting like the biggest bitch on the court because he can't take offense to people saying shit. That's sports, people. It happens, you know. Go back to Michael Jordan's era. The players are talking shit. The fans are talking shit. And now you're, and no one cared. No one got offended, all right? Now, in this day and age, players get offended easily by whether a player says something to them, another player says something to them on the other team, or the opposing fans. I don't know, just Kyrie Irving is just complete nuts. The whole him not getting the vaccine, him playing, and him, you know, Nets trying to get New York City, you know, hey, ban the vaccine mandate or something on sports, whatever, so he can play. And I think what's really got New York to, you know, put the ban on the vaccine mandate was the Yankees, mainly because the Yankees, one of the most richest sports teams around, you know. New York loves the Yankees out of all their teams. I'd say the Knicks are second. Really want that. So that's what really helped Kyrie get back playing home games for the Nets. But he's just been, you know, completely off the stuff he says and just the way he thinks. He is just really messed up in the head. Used to be his biggest fan growing up. But I think once he left Cleveland, I started not to like him, you know. It all started when he said the Earth is flat, when it's been scientifically proven that the Earth is not flat. And then he was saying some dumb stuff in Boston, and I think he said he's going to stay in Boston, and then he threw a hissy fit about how he doesn't like it, didn't get along with his teammates or head coach Brad Stevens at the time. And then, you know, goes to Brooklyn, teams up with Kevin Durant, and then, you know, I think during the pandemic when we were all in lockdown, he was posting stuff about COVID and shit like that, and then he was posting stuff about the vaccine and all that, and his whatever his religion is. I don't know what the hell Kyrie Irving believes. I could care less. All right, but he's my drunkie name of the week. I could never can't stand that man anymore. But it's gonna be a lot in the sports news in the next couple of weeks, I would say, of him saying stuff on the court, just, you know, or he's gonna probably get fined by the NBA. Probably tomorrow morning. But yeah, that was my adventure for the Guardians home opener and the Cavs playing game. Wasn't the result we wanted in Cleveland, but still a fun time. Good time with my buddies. And with that, that is it for this episode of Past Mike Sports. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Past Mike Sports Talk. And you can follow us on Twitter at @Past_the_Mike. And we'll see you on our next episode. I don't know if Michael wants to do an NFL draft episode. I'm trying to figure out how far away to, you know, drafts in not this weekend, but the following weekend. Well, the Browns don't have a first round pick, so it makes it a little bit hard to discuss. I mean, I have to bring off someone who's a fan of another team. And also, gotta be a lookout, our good friend of the show, Mike Rose. We had him on after his freshman season. I'll be posting stuff about that and bringing stuff back from that episode on our social media. So be on the lookout for that. And hey, hope you all had a good Easter. And hey, just be safe out there. And Travis Kelce, why don't you take it away for us?
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to fight!